SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A proposal Saturday from House Speaker Mike Johnson to avoid a partial government shutdown next weekend. The plan would extend government funding for some agencies and programs until January 19th and continuing funding for others until February 2nd.
The approach is unusual for a stopgap spending bill. Generally, lawmakers extend funding until a certain date for all programs. Speaker Johnson decided to go with the combination approach, addressing concerns from GOP lawmakers who want to avoid being presented with a massive spending bill just before the holidays, as has often occurred in the past.
That's Ken Lorman reporting. The bill excludes funding requested by President Biden for Israel, Ukraine, and the southern U.S. border. Also at SRNNews.com, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushing back against growing international calls for a ceasefire, saying Israel's battle to crush Gaza's ruling Hamas militants would continue with full force. A Florida judge has refused, at least for now, a request to postpone the classified documents trial against former President Trump.
U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon's ruling signals she is sympathetic to Donald Trump's lawyers, but says it's too early for now to determine if the May 20th, 24 trial date should be postponed. She did grant postponements on some of the other deadlines in the case. The defense team is seeking a delay until after the November election next year, citing the large volume of evidence they have to review for trial from the Mar-a-Lago raid and several other criminal trials that Trump must attend. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, an additional 1.2 million chickens will be slaughtered after bird flu was confirmed on an Iowa egg farm in the second major case this week. It comes days after about a million chickens were killed on a Minnesota egg farm. SRN News. The State Church of Britain moving closer and closer to a split.
The indications are becoming increasingly stark. A group of 44 bishops has released a public statement to Church Times urging the Church of England to allow its clergymen to enter into gay marriages. Last month, another group of bishops issued a statement opposing plans by the church to bless same-sex civil unions. Clearly, the leadership of the denomination is of two minds about homosexuality, mirroring the attitudes of the British people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches are having to decide whether to allow guns in the building. The pastor of Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York, carries a concealed pistol to protect worshipers. Other pastors, though, have opted to ban guns entirely. In one survey of Protestant clergymen, 62% say their duties now include making plans for responding to a potential active shooter. This is SRN News. The board of the Hollywood Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, has voted to approve the deal with studios that ended a nearly four-month-old strike. Ben Thomas has more.
We hold in our hands a record-breaking contract.
Screen Actors Guild President Fran Drescher says the studios, represented by the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, deserves credit, too.
I want to thank the AMPTP for recognizing the gravity of this historic and seminal negotiation and meeting the moment.
The three-year contract next goes to a vote of union members, but actors need not wait for ratification to start acting again.
We began this journey, the largest entertainment union in the world, and we finish it the most powerful.
I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNNews.com.